Well, details have been published this afternoon of the government's proposed changes to residential pressure zones. Government says the changes will stimulate housing and make renting better for renters. Well, we'll talk to the Housing Minister, James Brown, in a few moments. But first, our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, is with us at our Oireachta studio. Micheál, can you outline what Cabinet has agreed on?
Well, Cabinet has agreed to those changes that essentially now puts in place national rent controls running across the country. So what you will have for most people is that 2% annual rent cap that is in place and now spreads everywhere. However, there is one group which will be different, and that is people who will be in newly built apartments, because there won't be a 2% cap. Instead, the rents will be tied to inflation, so could go up much higher than that if inflation is going higher. The government see this and have seen this for some time, particularly the Housing Minister, as something of a trade-off to try and increase supply and make those who build apartments make the country more attractive for that. They said that is lacking at the moment, and if supply is ultimately addressed, they believe the overall crisis can be eased considerably. But of course, there are worries from tenants, and on that front, there are some changes too, particularly around security of tenure. Some important distinctions here: if you are a tenant whose landlord owns three properties or rents out at least three properties or less, then you would have security of tenure for a minimum 6-year period. However, after March 1st, if your landlord owns many properties, that is four or more, well, then there is a ban essentially on a no-fault eviction for an indefinite period for you. So that is kind of a distinction that's been drawn between the size of landlords there. There is a change on the way to a significant one for all people, and that is that landlords in between tenancies can reset the rent to the market rate, so can move it considerably if it hasn't been changed for a while. Now, government's saying that they are going to put in clauses and protections there that people cannot be forced from a tenancy. A landlord cannot move on economic grounds to have someone evicted. If they do that and the tenant isn't leaving voluntarily, then they could not reset the rent. That is meant to be the safety measure that will go in place there.
Is there any division emerging in government on this?
I think this is a comprehensive plan, and it is one, I suppose, that does have certain controversy built into it. So as a result of that, there is some ease within some parts of government as to could there be a backlash if in any way it is seen to be green lighting, essentially rising rents. At the same time, when it came to the final discussions, well, the penultimate discussions on this last night, the fairly influential group of party leaders, along with Housing Minister James Brown and the Public Expenditure Minister and the Finance Minister, the plan there was stood. It was agreed and signed off on, and it had been drafted some time earlier on that. So there were no late changes or no sense of alarm or panic when it came to bringing that proposal to Cabinet. So I suppose that is telling. But equally, the test will be in the reaction, I think, in the days ahead, and there'll be an early flavour of that in less than an hour during leaders' questions in the Dáil.
Well, Micheál, there's been opposition reaction already. First, let's hear from People Before Profits, Paul Murphy.
It seems like a multi-tier system is going to be set up by the government, and renters have no idea within which tier they're going to fit. What does appear to be clear is that effectively the locked out generation are being locked even further out. Extra padlocks are being put on the gate to ensure that they're never going to be able to afford a rental property. Because anyone who isn't currently renting, it seems if they're going to get to rent, it's going to be at new market rates. They're not going to be covered by, you know, at the moment you have properties that are within RPZs are restricted to 2% in terms of increases. But nearly all properties that new potential renters are looking for are going to be under market rates, are going to be reset to market rates, which are, like, incredible.
Labour's Conor Sheehan also gave his reaction.
And there is no guarantee that any new supply will emerge from these proposed changes. And if new supply emerges, then you can be guaranteed that it will be unaffordable. And also, in relation to this new, how does one define a small landlord? I think it's the most Fianna Fáil thing I've ever heard in my life, that a small landlord is somebody who has three or four properties. My view, a small landlord is somebody who has one additional property.
Some opposition voices there. Well, Micheál, where's this likely to go next?
I think there will be a focus on that, on the landlord classification, as one, as you heard from Conor Sheehan there. Rory Hearn of the Social Democrats also talking about certainty or the lack of it as he sees it. He says in particular when it comes to that no-fault evictions ban, that wouldn't apply to about half of all tenancies because they would be under the smaller landlord where of course there would be a 6-year security of tenure instead. So I think they will be the points of criticisms in the Dáil today and in the period ahead.
Micheál, thank you.